Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I lay.
Radio. This is Tuesday night, November 15th, middle of the month, 1 week before Thanksgiving, and 1 week before the Jewish day after Thanksgiving, which will be my birthday. So welcome everybody to call.
Your birthday
Dr. Love would be glad to. Pardon?
Your birthday when?
The day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So we got two great days this month. My birthday and Thanksgiving.
Well, I got one on the 29th now. Don't forget.
All right, three great days this month.
Wow.
Well, welcome everybody to the call tonight. We're glad to have everybody, and we have Dr. Lally in the house and Mario from Canada and maybe a few other guests, and we welcome everybody because we are have our ears tuned to hear the exciting news that's on the forefront of technology, metal biobalancers, and energy efficient homes. And Dr. Lally, if you're ready to share some great have some more.
Well, thank you, Ida. I appreciate everybody being on the show tonight. We have the rare occasion. I happen to be in studio tonight with Dr. Bianca Smithy Incus. We have seen so many miracles that are happening on the East Coast. And
wow.
We just came back from the waterfront where we saw a professor, two professors that we did their home. And they were very skeptical at first, but they had some health challenges, and they felt that by getting their homes retrofitted, it may be beneficial. And so within 1 week, it was like a miracle happened, because bathing in our whole house alkaline water system has been so phenomenal for them in terms of making the skin more subtle. And before I get into these stories, you know, I love birthdays. I'm a big birthday celebrator, and I just want to throw back a little bit and reflect on the fact that Ida's birthday is one day after Thanksgiving, and then Nathan on the spot, Mr. Jonathan Hill's birthday is on November the 29th.
Yeah.
That's my late father's birthday. My father's name was Enos Wilson. So that's even more special to me that you are our king, Nathan. Mr. Hill, you give us strength to take our voice to the world on these issues of environmental health and environmental safety. And so it's pretty special to me that you celebrate your birthday on the day that my father celebrates him. So yes, we have to take the moment and sing happy birthday to these wonderful people. I mean, it's just their gift to us from God, and I can't imagine that they're born in the same month, almost 1 week apart. So let's sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Ida, and Mr. Nathan on the spot. Happy birthday to you, and Mr. We wouldn't have this great movement across America and Canada and the world of making healthier environments if we didn't have angels like you. Angels that are willing to sacrifice and lift our voice up. Angels that are willing to stand for this cause. And the cause is that we can have healthier environments, wholesome living for ourselves and for our family, and that we can lift up our hope and a legacy of health and wealth for the next generation. When I sent out the email blast today, the first word was money. Because what is happening in the U.S. is there is an initiative called the Small Business Development Initiative. The president has released the money to put innovation and stimulation for job growth and business growth at the end of the year before he finishes his tenure. And you can now apply to get there. Some of them are grants, some of them are business development loans, but you can get assistance and money for your visions in environmental health. Now, this is what's amazing. They want you to submit the ideal that you have, and they will bring forth their financial counselor and tell you how much money you're eligible for. So we're excited at the opportunity, and we hope that we can get a grant or a loan or whatever to really put forth our environmental efforts, because we haven't just created a technology. We've created a whole industry. We've created manufacturing opportunities, sub-manufacturing opportunities, service jobs. We've enhanced healthcare and engineering, how homes are built, how they're retrofitted. And so when we got into this pool of politicians and business development entities, the thing that people are hopeful with our new president is innovation, that he will stimulate our economy. He will lock arms with the Obama administration and carry forth, you know, resources and visions to stimulate small business development, because we know small business carries the infrastructure of this great nation, the United States of America. And so when you got your email blast, the organization is called the Business Literacy Credit Initiative. The Business Literacy Credit Initiative .org, and you need to go to the website They have counselors standing by to talk to you about your dreams, about using the technology in your communities, retrofit homes, being able to set up. Because even if you get a stimulus grant for about $5,000, and you begin to start doing community information forms, not only do they have the grants and the loans for you, they actually have opportunities for you to talk about this opportunity and to host workshops to pass out the information. You get $25 for every person that comes to your workshop and attends your workshop and completes the form. So this is an opportunity for you to tell everybody about this money. We've only got 90 days or less before the president exits the White House, and I'm not sure if these resources will be available by the next administration. But we need to jump on this now and send everybody the link for how you can go there, fill out the intake form, and for our Canadian families, there may be opportunities for you to do importing or to bring your skills, especially for farming, into the United States and get one of these stimulus innovation grants. I'm not sure how it works, because I do know that there are grants to enhance importing and exporting with Canada. And I know that Canada has monies, especially those of you that sell the Power Guard. There's monies to export Power Guard to the United States. So we need to explore how we can stimulate and get resources to each other through our international, through our exporting and importing, so that we can take advantage of some of these grants and some of these opportunities. I'm going to be speaking with some of the executives. I have a meeting on next Tuesday of this project, and I'm going to inquire what resources are available for Canada.
Definitely.
Go to the website to look at the information that I sent.
Dr. Molly?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Excuse me for interrupting, but someone has a television on in the background that's coming through really loud, and I know some tells us all the time it'll mess up the recording because it'll overshadow everything that you're saying. So if someone on the line that needs to mute out their line, just hit the mute button on your phone.
I think somebody's driving.
Yes. Well, I'm driving, but there's no conversation going on in the car.
No, we had an echo from the car from the outside.
Okay.
I'll pick up everything.
It's gone.
Can you hear me better? Is it coming in better now?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, Nathan.
Okay, terrific. Yeah. Well, I apologize for that because we are on the highway. Well, I'm on travel today, but I didn't want to miss this show because we didn't have one last week. That was some kind of presidential battle for the White House, but I'm glad it's all behind us, and now we can start setting forth a sense of direction with the new administration, because that has not changed. You know, our campaigns for safer indoors, safer outdoors, and now that we've got these resources that we can try to petition for to strengthen our disposition and moving forward, that's what's happening, and the monies aren't just available in California, where we are. They're not just available in select states. This is a nationwide effort. That's why I want people, you can go to the website, fill out the intake form, and when you fill out the intake form, you don't have to disclose. They want to know what kind of ideal you have that you want potential funding for. You don't have to give your Social Security number. They want your EIN number, because they do want you to be a business entity. And they want you to disclose or share with them an idea that you want to get funding. And they said that, you know, if the ideal is resourceful, if it's innovative enough, they will give you full funding and bring a team behind you to bring your ideal to fruition. So this is an exciting time. I'm really encouraged by the opportunity, and I'm going to and I'm so happy for the people that are aligning themselves to us to, you know, knock on the doors of this administration, of the Obama administration, knock on the doors, you know, of Capitol Hill to make, you know, our efforts known that we can move forth and try to get some support for getting this information going forward. Are there any questions on the line tonight? Are there any testimonies on the line tonight?
The question I have is that what I'm really running into most is the 650 credit to qualify for the solar panels.
Okay. The solar panel project, that's kind of been established, that you have to have the 650 credit score to get the solar panels. However, in order to have the BioSmart solar system, which is our new technology, our new system, you just have to be able to pay for the technology. And people are pursuing it in a couple of ways. Number one, they're going to their banks. Banks don't require you to have a 650 credit score, especially credit unions. People can get there. They can get funded for, you know, around 600 credit score. And solar panels are where they may reduce your electrical cost by 30 to 50%. Our BioSmart solar system reduces the electrical cost by 10 to 20%. But it doesn't just do electricity. It does gas. You're reducing your gas by an average of about 10 to 15%. If you have propane, it's reducing propane costs by about 20% or a little bit more. And if you have a smart meter on your water system, people with smart meters are consistently saying this, saving about 10% on your water bill. So we're a fraction of the cost. In fact, we just had a consulting firm out of Atlanta that evaluated our technology to give us a fair market value on our home system. And they compared our bio solar system to the solar panel because basically we're doing the same thing. The difference is solar panels are sustainable for energy reduction, and our technology is BioSmart or biosustainable. Not only are we for energy savings, but we're for preservation of health and energy in the human body and in the body of animals and plants. So we are biosustainable, and our products are called BioSmart Solar. And Soli is just exceeding. She's just doing so amazing. She has far exceeded our expectations, and I'm just going to let Dr. Smith Eagles tell you. I was going to let her share a testimony about one home that we went to, and the lady had suffered lupus. She was so tired and so fatigued, and she laid on the bed, and we were measuring her energy loss and energy gain on the bed. The radiation, the magnetic flux, her microsurge was around 120 BMUs of radiation, and we brought it down to 22. And the compasses immediately corrected in the bed because they were off about 30 degrees to magnetic north. But the amazing thing was we were able to relay energy into the room from the window. We put that solar panel, we put solely in the window. It brought in so much energy that it bio-harmonized all the electronics that were around the bed. It bio-balanced the bed. And she just laid there for about 10 minutes while we were checking out things. She said she didn't feel that good. When she sat up, she looked like somebody had taken 10 years off of her life. She said she felt so strong and that her strength was coming back to her. And so it was so phenomenal because we were just playing with the soulies. We were just, you know, evaluating the room. And we have heard so many testimonies. And speaking of souling and testimony, I got a text from Canada of a gentleman that had wounds on his hands that would not heal in weeks, maybe it was months. And they healed so the skin looked so youthful and supple, and the wounds were just amazing. I couldn't believe it was the same hand. I got the text from Rod. Rod, are you on the line tonight? If
yes,
you're not
I am.
Here, I know. Okay, great. Well, you and Lynn have to dialogue about this because I got the text from you and Lynn's on the line now. But you guys got to tell us this story because this is the second most incredible story about wounds that would not heal, healed when the client started using these nanotechnologies. And we have to give our disclaimer. You know, the nanotechnologies were never engineered to treat, prevent, or cure diseases. Never. But what is happening is that they are electrical safety devices. People are being very innovative, very creative with the application of them. And so we are just hearing such amazing testimonies coming in from all over the United States and across, and in Canada, especially up in Montreal and Quebec. So you guys take it away and share with us the story of these wounds and the contrast of pictures before and after. Go ahead.
Doctor, I'm going to turn it over to Len because it's his client. And, you know, Len knows the complete story. But just to add to that, he's got another new client who was trying to ground herself or earth herself using an electrical wire mesh mat in her bed and on her floor. So, Len, you take over.
Yeah. Well, that's if you're talking about Linda, that's called earthing. I don't know if Dr. A has heard about earthing.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Okay. Well, she presently was diagnosed, only a few years left to live, and so she got involved with this earthing. And she sleeps on it, and when she's up, she has a mat that she puts her feet on. But each one, either on the bed or on the floor, it's plugged in to a 110 socket, and it's for the ground, and it's called grounding, and I guess that's why it's called earthing. Like when you walk around on the earth in bare feet, it's the same principle. But she has so many problems. When she had a flat battery on for the first time, some of her pain almost instantly dissipated, and she's feeling a bit better. She's prescribed some pills from the doctor that she has to take because she's also diabetic. And what she has is she gets angina attacks about 10 times a day after very, very slight effort.
Wow.
And her hypoglycemia, sugar level goes down low at night. She gets up and takes some honey. Her sugar level sometimes is at 25, 30. She takes insulin twice a day.
Wow.
her heart flutters and has palpitations. She has what was diagnosed as shrinking of all of her organs and arteries.
Wow.
I don't know if you heard anything about that. And also she couldn't feel her toes. And now she woke up twice the other night feeling pins and needles in her toes.
Wow.
And she's starting to feel more in her hands and fingers because they were numb. Her balance, retesting the BDOR test, and found that her balance was much stronger. But she also has kidney problems, diabetic. Blood sugar presently now went down to 14. Very good considering that it was 25 or 30.
You talking about hemoglobin A1C? If her blood sugar goes to 14, she may not be alive. it must be her hemoglobin A1C that she's speaking of.
Oh, okay.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. And, I guess that's the difference in the translation from French and English, because she's French, I'm English, and
yes.
So on. Yeah. And he also noticed that she's not as hungry anymore. She doesn't eat as much. So she called me back again today, and I got to go see her tomorrow because she wants another biobalancer, flat battery.
Oh, wow.
And so I think that's going to help her by having two on her body. And
it will help her also if she can get a Soli in a window somewhere in her north window in her house.
Well, where she lives, it's not too good a place for a Soli, I don't believe, because of the window situation. But
okay.
She's also very, how should I say, low on money. So she can't afford everything right now. But she's going to go ahead with a second biobalancer and see what happens with that. But she strongly believes in your science.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and when I see her again tomorrow, I'm going to test her again and see if there's any differences or anything. And by having the two biobalancers, flat batteries, I'm sure that's going to even help her more. But she's very strong on the earthing procedure for some reason.
Well, you know, earthing has been around a long time.
Right.
You know, there's a lot going on in Germany. And I tell people just test the system because whenever you're using something that's plugging in, it has the potential to create swelling of the blood vessel, and it has the potential to make you demineralize. So, I mean, she is a classic symptom for what's called idiopathic environmental illnesses. And if you ever get a chance to survey her house, you're probably going to find her numbers are high. And by her plugging in to the ground outside, that grounding apparatus is helping her to discharge some of the static, but not all of it. And so that's why she's got all of this multi-organ distress going on. It'd be interesting to see what her results would be if we did a test on her and called a sedimentation rate. Probably have sustained inflammation in all of her organs in her body. So, doctor, get her a said evaluation of her blood.
Okay. Well, her doctors told her that there's nothing much that they can do for her. They've given her a whole bunch of pills, and she's not taking them. She doesn't believe in them, and they don't help her. They seem to make her worse. So I think I'm going to be able to convert her over from her thing to our science, and hopefully that we can get her on the right track.
Well, if she doesn't have any dietary restrictions, she might discuss with her doctor about using pink Himalaya salt. Pink Himalaya salt. We talk about it often on the show because pink Himalaya salt has an average of 74 trace minerals.
And yeah, she uses that.
Yeah, that's great. Because what you're describing could be somebody who is demineralizing and using her trace minerals really fast.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of trying to convince her to unplug that in the earthlings and do without it for a week or two and see what happens to her then.
That's an idea, especially, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah, okay.
She's not even going to have to go 2 weeks. She just needs to unplug for a week. And, you know, she's got to get some filters plugged in the wall behind the bed or have her unplug all the electronics in her bedroom so
yeah.
She's not getting slammed, you know.
That's right, yeah. I think I could be successful on that part. She's very willing to listen, and like I said previously, she believes what we're doing. So I'll see her tomorrow and get her another battery, and I'm going to try and test her on her earthing bed sheet that she sleeps on, and see what happens with that.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Well, I'm so excited about the progress you're making, Lynn. Truly, you are one of the archangels of Quebec, and your passion, your passion and your compassion is just amazing for the people up there in your community. How's your wife, Rita?
Hi, Dr. Ray. I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, Rita, I'm so glad that you're on the show because I just shared your testimony about 3 days ago.
Is that right?
With a family from Jamaica.
Because
they were having a member of their family has a brain tumor, a brain issue, and I was sharing with them about your testimony. So
okay.
I had a question for you. How often do you have to go back and get your MRIs taken?
I should go once a year.
Okay, terrific. So
yeah.
I guess you'll be coming up on it next month? Or you've already had yours for this year?
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, okay.
I have to get an appointment.
They're slow here.
Your testimony is giving hope to so many people. And we have a young person that, you know, has had their bedroom retrofitted. And so she was having headaches, severe headaches. And so hopefully she will get the same result and same outcome as you have. And
okay.
I wanted to, before we go tonight, I wanted to solicit prayer for the school teacher, Nicole Body Treese. She was a school teacher that came on about a year ago and talked about how she overcame breast cancer using the nanos. And her breast cancer used the nanos for 7 days, the light therapy, and the breast tumors and everything resolved. So she did not have to have her breast excised. She did not need chemo or radiation. A misfortune happened to her. She went on a cruise, and on this vacation, she got exposed to some kind of virus or bacteria that assaulted her liver. And she went into liver failure, and she died. Her birthday was Saturday, and she died on early Monday. She's a young 38 years old, 38 or 39, and she lost two young children. Her daughters are 12 and 13 or 12 and 11. And I'm just so heartbroken because she fought so hard. You know, she overcame. She went to school, became a naturopathic health practitioner. She was helping other women. She was in her internship and working. She had her own clientele. She was so passionate. And I still cannot believe I drove to see about her about a month ago. I was intentional. Flew into Ohio to see her and to handle some business that I had out in the Midwest. And I could not believe the story of what happened wherever she went on her vacation. So I tell people, when you're traveling and you're going in these other countries, please take your own sanitation devices. You can get Lysol wipes and travel wipes. You have to be highly medicinal, cleaning your cabinets, wiping your cabinets down, making sure you're washing your hands, making sure you're particular about where you're eating, because you can pick up a parasite or virus or bacteria to knock your liver out, knock your organs out. So say goodbye to her, but I solicit your prayers for her and for her family, and just keep her in your hearts and keep her children's prayers in your heart as well. So, having said that, it has been a tremendous week. I want everybody to get on that website and begin to look at how you might be able to get resources for your businesses. Rod, I wanted to ask
Dr. A.
Yes. I'm sorry,
Dr.
Lynn.
A.
We got to hear about Brian.
Yeah, well, Brian, his partner, Sam, was diagnosed with a cyst on the brain.
Wow.
And I suggested to her to use the flashlight with the battery and treat it that way and see what happens from there, because now apparently they gave her drugs and she's doesn't see the doctor now until March, which is a long time off, so I don't know what the situation there is. And also, have you had any experience, or what do we do in the case of somebody who has a heart, a pacer?
Well, we have a number of patients, a number of clients that have that wear the nano or the biobalancer in their shoes that also have a pacemaker. Many of the newer pacemakers have like a nanobiogenic technology built in so that the body is intentional, does not absorb static. And so that's why all you have to do is Bedort test the client and see if they need. And you're just going to do the same cell phone test, how to hold the cell phone in the left hand, see if they lose energy. If they don't lose energy, it's because their pacemaker already has a filtering system in it.
So then we wouldn't have to give them any treatment.
Yeah, the nano system is excellent to retrofit their cell phone with it. And then some people just wear it in the left shoe. One thing about the body, it will tell you what it needs, and it tells you, will tell you how it needs it. And so, but we do have a number of people with pacemakers that wear it, use it in their cell phone, they wear it in their shoe. We have a number of pastors that wireless mic systems on their body. They also have pacemakers. One thing about it, you can test the body, and the body will tell you whether or not it wants one or not.
Okay, very good.
So in other words, somebody wearing it in their shoe that has a pacemaker, their body would stay, the BDOR test would be much stronger.
Yes, and now with the new MyoVision machine, they can go to their doctors that have the MyoVision machine, and the doctors can actually measure and they can see how it reduces the static and the tension in the body and how it balances with their pacemaker. So you can refer them to doctors that have the MyoVision machine or doctors who have electrophysicists who have quantifying machines for static, and you can get all that measured out.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks very much, doctor.
So, and the other thing for Brian's mate or companion or friend, you know,
yes,
she needs to plug everything electrical in her bedroom and sleep with her head at the foot of the bed.
That's
She's
done.
Got too much surge to the head.
I've done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so she needs to also have her doctor evaluate her. One of the foods that she can eat that's so amazing is green tea and broccoli.
Green tea and broccoli.
There's something about raw broccoli that helps the brain discharge radiation, and it helps healing in the brain tissue. So raw broccoli, I tell people just throw it in a smoothie. Get some kale and spinach and broccoli. Get a couple of 8 ounces, 8 to 10 ounces of water. Throw it in the smoothie and throw a banana in there to make it palatable, or a green apple. And it's amazing for correcting brain tissue.
Okay. So we'll see what we can do for her.
You can do that for her. She needs to be on broccoli, and she needs to have her doctor evaluate her for her trace mineral level. And another excellent product that we talk about, Dr. Smithy Incus loves, is the pH Red formula. It was engineered for brain tissue. So if you go to MotherEarthLabs.com, MotherEarthLabs.com, you can get order the pH Red formula, the Red pH balancer formula, and it has amino acids and trace minerals, nano trace minerals called humic and fumic acids that the brain tissue because right now the pH, when you start getting abnormal tissue development, is because the pH of the blood is more acidic than it is alkaline.
Okay.
Yes. So that's one thing to do immediately.
Okay. I'll give her that information.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so big question for Brian. Is he going back to the racetracks in the spring?
He's working his way towards it, boy.
All righty. Well, I'm so excited. I can't wait to maybe I'll have an opportunity to come to Canada and see him.
Yeah, cause he's got his I don't know if I told you last time I spoke to him, and diabetics, they got to be careful what they eat and everything, but sometimes they like to get carried away like we do. And his reading, I was talking to him the other night, his reading was down to 5.6.
That is excellent. And when the building 5.6 is excellent. He's
yeah.
right in on target.
Yeah.
He's right
and
on target. So.
And he also told me that instead of getting five shots a day of insulin, he's down to 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
you know,
yeah, he's doing good.
That is tremendous.
Yeah.
So he's on his way. If he's got this kind of response, this close, he started in August, September, October, November, 3 months. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, actually, August, September, October, November, 90 days. That's tremendous. I know
yeah.
people that haven't got their A1Cs balanced for a year.
Yeah, well, it's not always at that number, but he's got it down pretty low quite regularly, and to only have to 2 dots of insulin a day instead of 5, it's a large progress.
Yes, because I remember when he started, his hemoglobin A1C was 24. So that's tremendous.
Yeah.
All the doctors have said it's been tremendous
yeah.
That he responds so fast. Yeah. Yeah.
I told him next year when he's ready to go around the track, I want to be in with him.
You going to get in that car and ride with him, huh?
You're damn right I am.
Well, you know, you've been so courageous even to be a friend and to help him to retrofit his environment. And this is what this movement is all about. The Healthy Smart Homes 2020 movement is all about the fact that God wants us to have health and wealth. We know healthy homes make healthy families. And we now have the opportunity to do something about it. We need to care enough to share. And as we see the Obama administration going out in the U.S. and the Trump administration coming in, there's been some conversation about him eliminating the Environmental Protection Agency and the Food and Drug Administration. I'm going to be campaigning for him to retain both of those offices because, number one, it is the Environmental Protection Agency that's been the watchdog to guide states and local administrations in how and managing chemicals and holding and industries accountable for poisoning our communities. We cannot expect a healthy America if we poison our children to death. We cannot expect a healthy America if all of our young people are full of blood clots and everybody has diabetes.
Yeah.
We can help America if we have sustained exposure to high levels of radiation. I was in a home today when the cable man came in to fix the network, the internet, and he was saying how they were trained to make sure firmly can make those connections, because not only will it give feedback into their television systems and create fires and all kind of problems with the media, television system, the DVD players, etc. He said, but it could cause leakage in the home and people could go crazy. So now that we know better, we can do better. Now that we know better, we can be better. And I'm going to continue to support the Trump administration and advocate the EPA. I'm going to advocate the Food and Drug Administration, because it's the Food and Drug Administration that is the watchdog over what chemicals can be in our foods, what levels of radiation can be accommodating, so that we can have life and we can have sustained health. And so we know that we need love and we need honor and we need consistency, and we need truth to keep us free and to set us forth in securing a legacy of health for the next generation. And I'm not coming down. I will continue to be a voice of information to the Trump administration, as well as, you know, all of you faithful listeners carrying this message forward. I think we got somebody snoring on the line. I don't know if they can wake up to mute their phone. But I appreciate every week you being angels of mercy in your communities, in your neighborhoods. And Jonathan, you and Ida are absolutely the best. I appreciate your sacrifice and for all you do to help us keep our voices out here. And, you know, we're making a difference. We're making a change. This is our year. 2017 is going to be the best year we've ever seen. And I'm excited.
That.
I'm excited about what these doctors are putting in place. I've been training doctors, you know, primarily in on the East Coast from Florida up to Pennsylvania for the last 6 months. I've been speaking at all these conferences, and they get it now. They're starting to get it now because they're telling me, so many of them are saying, the medicine is not working the way it used to work, and herbs and vitamins are not working the way they used to work. There's got to be something else. And when we tell them about environmental retrofitting and environmental health, and they refer their patients for self-care demonstration, I mean, it doesn't take months. You see, it takes days for people to start having turnarounds in their health. And that's what we're excited about. We're excited because we are creating a new industry, that is going to make a difference in the lives of the people we love and the communities we care about. And on that note, I want everybody to know I love and celebrate you, Nathan and Ida. I hope to be through your area, Orangeburg, in the next 5 months. We're going to just get us a place and just have a shindig and shake our hips in the name of helping this movement.
Right.
The testimonies on the line tonight.
Yeah, Dr. Lally. My new electric bill came out about a week ago. It was $127. The month before, it was $129. The month before that, before I put up my Solis and my devices on my walls, it was $260.
Wow.
Wow. So, Ida, you really had a lot of dirty electricity because you just got basically, you know, your bedroom retrofitted with the Solis. So Soli is that window solar insulator is really, and the fact that you have metal infrastructure in your home, because your home is a double, you know, is a modular home. That
right.
is amazing.
So
that is amazing.
I'm shocked.
I'm waiting on mine.
Well, they're coming. They're coming. I tell everybody, just I need 48 more hours, you know.
Okay.
I got a little hiccup I'm trying to overcome, but they're coming. So hold on. And good night, everybody. I thank everybody for your kind regard. And I love and celebrate you. I render God's blessings on your life, on the lives of your family. I'm excited about moving forward, and I'm excited about this biosolar system that is going to help bring happiness and health to the world. Good night, everybody, and thank you again for your support.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
All day yesterday.